Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Today you'll be swinging with the orchestras of Count Basie, Glenn Gray, Earl Hines, Ben Polak, Stan Kenton with singer Anita O'Day, and Duke Ellington. Several swing-era band leaders just fell into the top spot when the leader either retired, disappeared, or passed away. Count Basie was a pianist for the Benny Moten Band in 1935, when Moten suddenly died during a routine tonsillectomy. Basie gathered many of the players and rebuilt the orchestra, and then went on to fame and fortune. We'll start this set with the Basie standard, 1 o'clock jump, Out the Window, and Smarty, You Know It All. Thank you. This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Glenn Gray Knobloch was born in Roanoke, Illinois in 1906. His father was a lifelong railroad worker who died when Glenn was two. At 17, he joined the Army for 2 years. Gray went to work for the railroad, attended Illinois Wesleyan University for a short time, but then went back to the railroad. He must have decided not to follow in his father's footsteps, so he went to study at the American Conservatory of Music in Chicago, but dropped out to play saxophone in a band. In 1927, the Orange Blossoms Orchestra was formed with Glenn Gray as band leader. 2 years later, they were renamed the Casa Loma Orchestra. The band became a corporation in 1930, with band members being owner shareholders and board members. This band was important in helping to usher in the swing era. The Casa Loma Orchestra disbanded in 1947, and Gray remained active in jazz until his death from cancer in 1963 at age 57. Here's Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra on clarinet Marmalade, Shadows of Love, and a vocal, Dixie Lee. Thank you.
shadows of love. Never see the sun above. Since that gal of mine is gone, there's no breaking of the dawn. I'm just living in the shadows of love. My heart is like a stone, got no one to call my own. Like an old discarded glove thrown upon the shelf above, I'm just living in the shadows of love. Oh, why must I always have to feel low down? Oh, why must I always drag a torch around? My life is nothing but the blues. Never win, I only lose. Haven't got an alibi. Made my bed, that's where I lie. Always living in the shadows of love.
Beauties and your big time city cuties, waiting till you've seen my Mason Dixon queen. Should you ever see somebody full of TNT, and yet as sweet as she can be, that's Dixie Lee. Should you ever meet somebody looking cute and neat, with dancing eyes and happy feet, that's Dixie Lee. As a beauty, she's a wonder, best of all the chosen few. No one else can steal her thunder, for she rules all those in view. If you even took a picture from a picture book, I know that it could never look like Dixie Lee.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz on your radio. Earl Hines and his orchestra were the first all-African-American big band to tour the South. Hines said it was more like an invasion than a tour. Finding places to eat or stay overnight was a constant struggle. Once while in Alabama, a bomb blew up under the bandstand, but fortunately, no one was injured. They had numerous threatening encounters with the police. Hines reminisced that they were the first freedom riders. Here's the piano of Earl Hines and his Grand Terrace Orchestra with Throwing the Switch, Vincent Heumann's I Know That You Know, and Scoops Kelly Melly.
Tempo takes a fast furry now as Father Hines gets with it and calls his original Throwing the Switch.
Thank you. it is Scoops Carry Merry.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. Ben Pollack was born in Chicago to a very well-to-do family in 1903. He taught himself to play the drums. After playing in several local Chicago bands, Ben went to California and started his own orchestra in 1926. Benny Goodman, Tommy Dorsey, Glenn Miller, Charlie Spivak, and Harry James all played in Pollack's orchestra and all went on to success with their own swing bands. In 1934, the band fell apart when many players left and was reformed under the leadership of Bob Crosby. Pollack formed another band in 1936 that played swing until it disbanded in 1938. After that, Pollack's interest in music declined, and by the 1960s, he had retired. While running a bar in Palm Springs, California in 1971, he became despondent over a painful divorce and hanged himself in the bathroom of his home. He was 68. Another sad story. This set by the Ben Pollack Big Band includes Song of the Islands, Peckin' with Pollack on vocal, and then After You've Gone, vocal by Paula Gale.
Thank you.
You talk about the fucking when the fucking is due.
Boy, that's the dance that you should do.
Oh, now you get her window, her to the floor.
And if you peck, what you gonna peck some more?
Oh, now you peck it to the front and to the side and to the back.
Well, look at old Gib, he's pecking on his back.
A pecking to me is a lot of fun.
Oh, well, you peck one and we'll peck one.
How shall I peck you to the east or shall I peck you to the west?
Oh, peck, peck, peck till you peck the best.
Oh, well, okay.
Oh, well, hey, hey.
Oh, well, let's
oh, what's the matter with you? Peck up the floor. Hey.
When you regret it someday. Your heart will break like mine, and you want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away.
This is the Dr. Jazz Big Band Swing Program. When the swing era ended in the late 1940s, most of the singers went on to other careers in popular music, TV, or Hollywood. Some retired from music altogether. Not Anita O'Day. She went on to a huge career singing jazz. She recorded many albums from the 1950s through the 70s that have cemented her position as one of the great all-time jazz singers. Here's the Stan Kenton Orchestra with Anita on Are You Livin' Old Man?, Traveling Man, and In a Little Spanish Town.
Are you living, old man? One, two. Are you giving, old man? Soft shoe. Do the best that you can, won't you? Well, that's fine as the wine that you drink when you dine. Do you flip when you trip? 3-4. Do you romp when you stomp? Pine floor. Do you glide when you slide? More, more. Well, that's sweet as the meat that you get when you eat. You'll find a cat today must be a hipster. Don't mind if you don't find the word in Webster. Why, he's as square as a bear. Do you rove in the grove? 5-6. Do you leap when you creep? Do tricks. Do you thump when you jump? Fine kicks. I can see by your spree that you're living low, man. Fish, and then you wish. door, and sure enough I don't see you no more, till you run short of money and the wherewithal to have a ball. I didn't know the choo-choo ever runs this way until my roving papa hits a rainy day. Traveling man, I've been too kind and kind of blind. Papa, all things have to change. I've got me a type, corny slippers and pipe. He don't believe that home life is tribe. So traveling man, there'll be no struggle and strife. Keep on traveling for the rest of your life.
Swinging with the Doctor. Edward Kennedy Ellington was nicknamed the Duke by a childhood friend because of his elegant manners, impeccable taste, and gentlemanly way. He also must have been a delightful bandleader to work for. Many of the musicians in the Ellington Orchestra had the talent to go on to big solo careers in jazz, but chose to remain with Ellington for most of their careers. This last set by the Ellington Orchestra in 1942 includes Johnny Come Lately, Hayfoot Strawfoot, and trumpeter Ray Nance with the vocal on A Slip of the Lip Can Sink a Ship.
Thank you. Jack, don't be too hip, cause a slip of the lip might sink a ship. Shh, don't see too much, boy, don't jive too much. Jack, don't be so hip, cause a slip of the lip might sink a ship. The walls have ears, the night has eyes, so let's be wise and trick those nasty Nazi spies. Shh, don't talk too much. Shh, don't know too much. Boy, don't be too hip, cause a slip of the lip might sink a ship. Just to be loquacious. Thank you. slip of the lip might sink a ship.
Once again, there's a little time left over, so let's add one by the Raymond Scott Big Band, Tain't Me, with Scott's future wife, Dorothy Collins, at the mic. Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington.